Good morning, everybody. This is The Dog, episode 2. And this morning, I'm going to be talking about my theory, pop-off theory, I call it. So, first of all, what is popping off, or, you know, a pop-off? So, it's a very, you know, general term that can be, it's basically a way of life. It's, you can apply it to the human experience as a whole. And that's the trouble with trying to make this theory, you know, capture all of the human elements. And it may even go beyond human life. For example, plants and the atmosphere. There are so many things in science and religion, something in between, that we just don't know. There's so many links that are missing that this theory could eventually encompass way more than it has right now. But for the purposes of this podcast, pop-off theory, as it is now, is basically it's a measurement of one's pop-off potential, right? So you have a baseline, right? Your average, you know, baseline of how you manage your day to day. And things, you know, people, you know, good things happen, bad things happen, and more or less people, you know, just stay in a general, it usually evens out, right? Until we pop off. Now, popping off is basically the holy grail of the human experience, or at least that's the way I want to present it in my pop-off theory. So basically, pop-offs can happen at any point. Pop-offs can be at any intensity, and an object popping off stays popping off. Now, this is the interesting part. An object popping off stays popping off unless otherwise obstructed. Now, what do I mean by obstructed, right? So, there are going to be obstacles in life. And if you're popping off continuously, an obstacle, you could just pop over the obstacle and continue popping off. So, an obstruction is basically, there's something called a fizzle, too. Now, a fizzle is not only an obstruction, but it's, think of it like an infection in your, you know, pop-off momentum. So, a fizzle. Now, those, typically they're unexpected, because if we're anticipating a fizzle, then we would, you know, reevaluate and try to, you know, pop over it or just take care of it so that after we can pop off. So a fizzle, you know. Now, again, these are all very vague terms, and they can apply to many different things. This is just a theory, a high-level theory. So you've got your pop-off, you've got your fizzle, and another term that you should know is the peak, right? So there's a peak. Now, this is very ambiguous, and everybody has different peaks for different, you know, activities and thoughts and actions. And the thing about a peak is we have a general idea of where we think the peak is for us personally. And when we reach that peak, you know, we think that we may stop popping off. But this is really where pop-off theory becomes very important and separates those who peak from those who continuously pop off, right? So I am under the belief, this is my personal belief, that we are capable of doing a lot more, having more success than we think, right? And some people shoot for the stars and have grand plans and have the confidence to have that thought that they can do something so grand. However, it's the mind, you know, I still think no matter who you are, no matter where you're at, you can you can keep popping off. There are all, and if it's not one thing, it's another. If you're not popping off in your career, you're popping off in your relationship, you know? So, and again, pop-off can apply to many things. It can be small, big, etc. So, so there's a peak, and basically pop-off theory, the interesting part about it is being able to pop off beyond the peak, right? Okay. So we never want to plateau. That's a word that you may have heard for like weightlifting and such. So we try to pop off, you know, just continuously popping off. That is the state, you know, the ideal state. But if we are not careful, if we are not careful and we don't look both ways before we cross the street, you know, figuratively speaking, and other people may say things such as fly too close to the sun, things like that. If we're not careful, we could get fizzled out, you know. We may encounter an obstruction, and usually surrounding obstructions, there could be some fizzles that could infect the process. And, man, I'll tell you, it's a lot more work to pop off than it is to fizzle. Like, fizzling could take you out very, very quickly. So I think you can comment on this platform. Is that right? So, you know, I'd love to hear comments about this, because pop-off theory is obviously still in development. There are many, it's a very high-level theory. So open to criticism, feedback, and thank you for listening. Have a good day. This is The Dog.